Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Guys, thank you so much for listening to Dave Glover's 20-year anniversary show. It has been such an amazing day. You guys are awesome. We're going to play some of your greetings to Dave coming up here. Earlier in the show, we played our interview with Tom Turbrock, and we said we had some more for you. So the rest of it's coming right now. And then, of course, you can even get some podcast exclusives by downloading the Dave Glover Show podcast. We have the whole interview with Tom T. It was so amazing to talk to him. And I'm just laughing the entire time these guys are talking, essentially. Hope you enjoy the rest of it, and thanks again for listening.
I was going to ask you, before we started this, but you brought it up already, the level of, I don't even know if it's disrespect or just like uncaring that everybody had for this show at the beginning when they put the freaking water cooler in the same room with the like if a salesperson needs a cold drink of water during their workday between calls, they literally walked into the studio while the show was on to get their water.
And they were Stink Eye and Glover, and he's trying to do a show. Who's this in my water room? I'm like, come on, guys, he's just trying to do a freaking show.
I mean, looking back, where it started, and now this is where we're at.
Tom, did you have just a tiny little bit of satisfaction when Peter Tork finally died?
Oh, God, see, why'd you have to bring that up? Did you have to bring that up? Because I have to admit, I will do a little bit more purgatory, but I'm like, aha! But I shouldn't have. I shouldn't have, though. But again, folks, this is the day that Dave's father passed away, okay? And I had the honor of meeting him before he passed.
That day, yeah.
It was a sad day, okay? And we went back over, and we knew he wasn't going to make it long, okay? And your brother-in-law called me going, hey, let Dave know his father had passed, okay? So we broke, you know, we went to a break, told Glove, and he had to hit the road, man. So we were going to have Peter Tork of the Monkees, who I used to love. He tarnished it all. And now I hate him. Every song when I hear it, I hate him. So he was going to be on, all right? We had Tom O'Keefe there, who's a huge fanboy. And it was where I was going to do the interview, okay, Glove? Tony?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I'm going, hey, man, I've never done I was a producer. I was a sidekick. I was a stooge, man, which I was proud to be, okay? So he's like, all right. I said, hey, Tom, help me out here, okay? He's like, sure, sure. I'm a big fan. Love him, love him. Love him. And I'm like, and I explained to him, you know, hey, this is my first time, the whole thing, so help me out. So I get on, nervous as can be, blah, blah, blah. Here is Peter, you know, the whole thing. And I go, all right, Tom O'Keefe, it's all yours. He froze, and you know him. He doesn't freeze, but I forgot he's in there with his favorite of all time, all right? So he was no good. So I'm like stuttering something out. I don't know what the hell it was. And he decides, Tony, to talk in French.
I remember.
And I'm like, and I looked at Tom like,
Peter
you got to be. Yeah.
would only
and he's not even French. What the hell was that all about?
Yeah, he would only respond to you in French.
And I asked three questions, done. I'm like, we got to leave. But yes, Glove, the answer to that, I will do a little bit more purgatory. Yes.
Hey, I want one more. I want one more.
Okay, sure, buddy. I'll go all day.
How about when Dave said, oh, you're looking for Dick Van Dyke? He's right over there.
Oh, he bent me clean over more than once. Wow, see, that's going back to our first remote. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Okay, so it's called Theater of the Mind. If you're good and Dave's great, because you could paint a picture. So we had this young 21-year-old, I would say, who loved Dick Van Dyke. So did I. Who didn't? Okay. So, oh, my God in heaven. She shows up, and she's looking around. You know, she's looking around. Hey, it's nice to meet you. You know, the whole thing. And blah, blah, blah. And she goes, where is Mr. Van Dyke at? And I'm like, oh, my God. I couldn't believe it.
Well, what happened was we were doing a thing for UPN.
Yeah. Yes.
And I was just making fun.
Uh-huh. Yes, UPN. You were and the whole time.
And so for a week, I said, hey, come meet Dick Van Dyke. No one thought Dick Van Dyke was going to be there.
It was an obvious joke.
Except for this one girl.
Oh, my God.
And she caught me and said, and she had an armful of, like, Dick Van Dyke memorabilia
merch
to have
signed. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Said, where's Mr. Van Dyke? And I pointed to Tom, and I said, that's his handler right there.
Oh, my
and
God.
Then you looked up, and where was Dave?
Gone. I mean, and hey, T, that happened more than once, where I'm like, he'll say, hey, and he'll say something in passing. He's like, hey, wait, there's a bomb threat. I'm like, what? And he's gone. She was just, and I mean, she was
Wait a minute. Talk about saying something in passing. How about when we did our dress-up Dave
you
Glover?
You deserved it.
Dave Glover Band Halloween concert at the Hard Rock.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I had developed my first stalker, and it was a hell of a stalker. It was this girl that claimed to be twins. You'd have loved it, Rach. And she had a backstory for both of them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And she would tell, like, oh, yeah, well, Sylvia is down in New Orleans, and I'm here and all this stuff. And she came to everything. And then one day.
As both. Right.
Sometimes, like, oh, today it's Patty.
Right.
And then one time she said the wrong thing for the wrong person, and we knew. And she just took off running. And so we're at the Halloween, and we're having so much fun, and we're going to do a contest. Yep. And there's someone dressed just like me. They look just like me.
They did.
Tom comes walking up to me, and he goes, it's a big crowd, and he goes, hey, Palsy, that crazy stalker's dressed just like you, and she's right behind you. And he just kept walking.
And you deserve that.
So I turn around and say, huh? And I'm staring right at him.
Now you know how it feels.
I got you back, though, during the music show we did.
Which one?
When the hillbilly was so mad because you gave his girl a two.
Oh, I could have easily died that night. I'm not kidding. Oh, that's hilarious. Now, I forgot about half of these, but wow. We had a blast, dude.
We did,
we had a blast. A
lot of sweetness, too. I was just thinking when you're talking about my dad.
Oh, it's fun.
You were at my dad's deathbed. I was at your dad's deathbed.
Yeah.
Your godfather to my kids. I mean, we had so much sweetness.
Well, you know, we did, and the word was fun, you know. Again, you turned radio on its head there, man. And again, they were going to sell our ass off there quickly, but you did so well. No, I mean, it's the truth that they sold them all.
Well, thank you, buddy. Thank you for all those years and your friendship, and I couldn't love you more.
Woo! Had a blast, man. Love you all. And, hey, go as long as you like. I'm not going to stay 20 more because I don't want to be cleaning you up as you're doing your show. But as long as you want, man. And, again, to everyone there, God bless everyone at 97.1 and everybody tuned in. Miss you all and continued success. Love you all and have a great day.
See you, pal.
All right. Bye-bye.
So a couple weeks ago, I put out the call to DGS listeners to send in their memories for Dave, their congratulations for his 20-year anniversary show. And you guys did not disappoint. We wanted to play some of them for you here.
Hello. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hi, Dave. This is your pal, Danielle. I have been a listener for 6 years, usually podcasting. I love your show so much that I often listen to each show more than once. I look forward to that download every single day. Love you, and happy 20th to the DGS.
Hey, this is Dave calling from Omaha, and I had moved to St. Louis back in December of 2000 and found the Dave Glover Show almost right away. I have to know one thing about one commercial for the carpet company. Did anybody get in trouble? Did the carpet company approve that commercial? And it just went away one day. Can you give us any backstory?
Hey, Dave, I get it. This is Ellie DiGiulio, super fan and notorious oversharer, calling to wish you an awesome 20th anniversary. Your show has shaped my politics, my values, my sense of humor, my opinion about Bigfoot. You've been with me from St. Louis to Ontario, through college, getting married, and having a kid. In fact, your voice is one of the very first my daughter ever heard. You're on in our house so often, you taught her the word bitches, so you forever earned a place at Family Storytime. Thank you for being a consistent bright spot in my life, especially in 2020. I can't wait to hear what's in store for the next 20 years.
Hey, DGS, this is Heidi. I'm a big fan. I've been listening probably for about 18 years. And my favorite memory is when I got to meet Dave at the 10-year anniversary party. At the time, the DGS was playing this really funny commercial about a toy called Balzac. And I brought it up to Dave, and he gave me a signed photo that when I walked out of the line, I read, and he had written, "Dear Heidi, all the best ball sack to you from Dave." I still have it and come across it every now and then, and when I do, it makes me smile and laugh. And that's why I love you guys so much. I look forward to listening every day and having a good laugh with what feels like some buddies. So thanks for all you do. Bye.
Max Frost. Wild in the streets.
Hey, Dave Glover, this is Mike B, and I get it. Congratulations on 20 years. I'm a big fan, been to three of the lives, but I cheated myself out of maybe 5 years of your shows because I happened to tune in on the day that Tom Turbrock was doing the "What's So Great About Shakespeare" bit, and I thought, oh my gosh, this show's for morons. Well, many regrets. Congratulations.
I have listened to the Dave Glover Show from day one, and I'm still listening. It's gotten me through the last 20 years with a lot of laughter. Love everything about the show. Bye-bye.
Hey, my name's Sam. I've been listening to the DGS all the way back when he was still doing like an hour a week of free legal advice. So it's been a long run, and it's been really awesome. Loved Paranormal Tuesdays loved everything from your time with Turbrock all the way up to the current crew. Recently, I've really loved the shows when, maybe there's like a half hour, hour segment where it's just like Dave and Rachel talking and talking about whatever's on their mind. You guys are a great show. Keep it up and can't wait for the next 20.
Hey, Dave. Congratulations on 20 years. I've been a faithful listener for over 18 of those years. My name's Tom, and if you help me through the good times and the bad every day, escrow, bitches.
Hi, this is Tracy, and I'm a 20-year listener. My favorite memory is I have a 21-year-old and an 18-year-old son, and when we would be in the car listening every day while driving home, I would used to have to pretend to call Dave's mom and let her know that I didn't appreciate Dave saying things like "my butt hurts" or other what we called bad words for my little boys at the time. Thanks, Dave, for everything you do, and I certainly appreciate most listening to you on 9/11. Really meant a lot to me. Thank you. Bye.
Hey, it's Bess from Angel's Arms, and it's also our 20th year of providing happy homes for foster kids. We're so happy for all that you have done for Angel's Arms, and I think my favorite memory is a bunch of things because you've done so much for us, but all the interviews, the donating of great items, and even emceeing our big gala. We just are happy to see the big impact you've had on our community, and we thank you. Happy 20th to the Dave Glover Show. Woo!
Thank you, Dave and crew, for almost 20 years of laughs and awesome content to keep me sane. Over the last 20 years, you have taken me through 9/11, having four children, sending one off to college, and it's just been fun growing up with you. Everything from chimpanzee riding on a Segway to Ohio, and Turtle Woman, everything in between. It's been awesome, and I thank you for all the entertainment while I'm cooking dinner in the evenings.
Hey, this is Jessica from Yuppie Puppy Pet Spa and Yuppie Puppies Forever Rescue. Happy 20 years, and we just wanted to say we're your biggest fan and Moses' number one fan, and thanks for all you do.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Dave, it's Denise Schaefer. I just want to say congratulations to you and your entire crew for 20 years of The Dave Glover Show. I was a fan of yours, listened to the show before I even got into radio, and it's just been an honor and a privilege to be your colleague for all these years. So again, Dave, congratulations on 20 years.
Dave Glover. Dave, it's Katie, and I want to wish you a very, very happy 20th anniversary. It is so cool to be working with you every single day, a true St. Louis radio legend. I remember 4 years ago when I first started at 97.1, I would tell my family members and friends that I get to work with two notorious people in radio. One of them being you, of course, Dave, and the other being Mark Close. Happy anniversary. I hope we have many, many more years together with you at 97.1.
Hi, Dave. Happy anniversary. It's Carl, the intern middleman. And I wanted to say congratulations. I was there for the meeting you were announced that you were going to be hosting the Dave Glover Show. And to put it in context, I was the promotions director of KSHE 95 in the late 90s and early 2000s. And at the time, KSHE was just a single station.
Hey, Carl, take a breath. Hi, Dave. Frank Ladd from the Mark Cox Morning Show. I wanted to jump on and offer my congratulations to you on your 20-year anniversary. I'm sure when you started, you probably thought, hey, this will be fun for a while. But look around. There's no going back. You're in radio now. You haven't just survived. You've thrived for 20 years on the air. And that's absolutely amazing. You've outlasted a lot of others in this business. And cheers to you and best of luck on your retirement. Wait, I wasn't supposed to say that? Ha, just kidding. Seriously, congrats on 20 years, and here's to 20 more. Now back to more Carl.
Why is Dave Glover here? And you know why? Because they announced that he was going to be doing afternoons on 97.1. And that's the first day I noticed you. So congratulations. I wanted to mention one of my favorite moments of being on the DGS. I've been on a couple times. It's usually pretty fun. Thank you for always being a supporter of my daughter's Girl Scout troop. She would come in and sell Girl Scout cookies on the air, and you would let her. And then you would also goad Mark Close into buying some. And I appreciate that very much. And I think you appreciated having the content as well, especially at the time Mark was doing a commercial for a pizza place and said to my daughter, hey, what's your favorite kind of pizza? And she said, I don't like pizza. Therefore, throwing the whole commercial into chaos, thus creating more content. Congratulations, Dave. Happy 20 years.
Hey, Dave, it's Trisha from the Mark Cox Morning Show. Congratulations on 20 years. 20 years ago, I was 11, but I'm sure my parents or my grandparents thoroughly enjoyed the show in its infancy. I'll ask them about it. Seriously, though, it is an absolute honor to know you and work with you. St. Louis is extremely lucky to have had your wit and talent in the market for all of this time. I can't wait to see what the next 20 years brings. Congrats.
Thanks for tuning in to the Dave Glover Show's 20-year anniversary special.
I don't think the 20-year anniversary special could be complete without the most famous Dave Glover Show bit of all time. Ladies and gentlemen, please enjoy Gay Lincoln.
Gay Lincoln, the most requested bit we've ever done. This is so funny because we didn't mean it to be funny. We had a guy on, I believe, President's Day, who had a theory that Abraham Lincoln was gay. Great. I treated this as if it were a historical segment, and I tried to play it straight. But as you will hear, the things the guy was saying, and the more importantly, the way he was saying them, he evidently had some sort of a train whistle lodged in his esophagus, and it just led to possibly the funniest thing we've ever done on the show.
Doug Ireland, he wrote an article for the LA Weekly. Was Abe Lincoln gay? He's our guest here today. Any of you out there who have any information on this, you have any thoughts on this, whether it matters at all, you know, it changes your mind about the gentleman or not, 314-969-9797, 866-455-9797. Doug, thanks for being here today.
Hey, good morning, good afternoon.
So, Doug, when did you first hear about this, and what were your first reactions to it?
Well, the notion that Abe Lincoln was gay, was a lover of men, is not a new idea. There have been a number of writers and historians previously who had written about Abe Lincoln's relationship with Joshua Speed, a young storekeeper with whom he shared a bed for 4 long years when he was a younger man. But the value of C.A. Tripp's book, The Intimate World of Abraham Lincoln, which was recently published to some extensive media attention, is that Tripp, who spent 10 years working on this book, has identified half a dozen other men with whom Lincoln shared beds for a number of years, including while he was president. Abraham Lincoln is the icon of the Republican Party.
Yes.
He was the first Republican president. And if Abraham Lincoln was, in fact, gay, as I think Dr. Tripp's book rather conclusively demonstrates that he was, that really is one in the eye for President Bush and all of the other homo-haters in the Republican Party who have been gay-bashing for electoral purposes in order to win elections.
Thank you, Doug. Very fascinating stuff. We appreciate you being here today.
My pleasure.
Thank you very much. Oh, God.
I am so proud of you.
Oh, my God.
I am so proud of you.
And thanks to all you jackasses out there making it even harder calling in with, I heard Lincoln
came
in the
guys.
Back door.
Oh.
I'm trying to hold it together here.
What, love?
What the hell was...
I apologize, because when I spoke to him, he wasn't doing all the...
think you'll find it, yeah, quite a relationship with one Richard Handler, also known to frequent the company of Marcus Brown Eye.
Glover, I get it.
Thanks, man.
Dude, you got to do the play interview. Tom be Glover. Glover be the guest. It's
you
hilarious.
Got it. You got it, man.
You can interview me, Tom. I'll
it's 5:26. This is the Dave Glover Show. I'm Dave Glover. And today we're speaking to, sir, we're speaking to a gentleman that wrote an article on Mr. C.A. Tripp. Donald, how are you doing today, sir?
Tom.
Yes, sir.
Let me tell you something about the old rail splitter town.
Yes, sir. What's that sound?
Many remember the great debate in Alton, Illinois, When the great giant man from Springfield reached around his opponent, honking his testicles like a clown's horn.
Thank you, sir.
Known by many in New Salem as Mangina. Lincoln had been shot in the balcony of the Ford Theater many times before. John Wilkes Booth. But always in the back of the head.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Mike from Michael's Flooring Outlet. Dave, now you really know the true meaning of 20 to life. Congrats, the Dave Glover Show, for entertaining us all and allowing us to be a part of the family. Thanks, Dave.
Hey, Dave, this is Robert Hoffman with Hoffman Brothers. Congratulations on 20 years. That's amazing. But also, for the last 15 years, you've been working with us. You've been a loyal customer. You've been endorsing our products and services, and we appreciate all you do. Thank you.
Dave, Craig Lombardi, Intercom Sales. Yeah, it was funny. 20 years ago, they came to me and said, why don't you sell for 97.1? I was like, what? They go, you'll absolutely love Dave Glover. Well, guess what? They were right. Yep, the funniest guy, most creative guy, makes my job so much easier to sell. I thank you very much for that. Look forward to the show every day. It continues to get better and better. I love it. I'm just asking for another 10 years. So congratulations, Dave. I got it then. I get it now.
Hi, it's George from ThrottleNet. Our team wants to congratulate Dave for 20 years of keeping us informed and entertained. Looking forward to many more years of the DGS, Dave. Best show on radio. We get it.
Hey, Dave, it's the Gelmans, and I just wanted to take this opportunity to congratulate you on 20-year anniversary at 97.1. What a great milestone. We appreciate your friendship, your support, your authenticity, and cheers to another 20 years. Take care, buddy.
Wow, Dave, what a special day today is. I am so proud of you. This is Julia Bears, and I am honored to say that I have worked with a true legend. Congratulations, Dave.
Happy 20th anniversary, Glover. It's Vivian Young. I'm so happy that we have the same birthday.
Hello, this is Melissa from Lombardo Homes. We have been advertising with Dave for 9 years and appreciate all he has done to understand and help us grow our business over the years. We love you, Dave. Congrats on 20 years.
Hey, Dave, it's James Carlton. Just want to take a quick moment and wish you a congratulations on 20 years in the business, dominating afternoon drive. Keep doing what you're doing. We appreciate all you do. Thanks so much, Dave.
Hi, Dave. It's Thomas Helbig with the Retirement Advisory Group. I want to congratulate you on 20 years with the DGS show. That's a real milestone. And I just wanted to say you're a true professional, and it's been a pleasure working with you these last few years.
Hey, Dave, Rob, and the family at Harvesttown Auto Body. Just wanted to congratulate you on 20 years of radio. What an accomplishment. We're really proud of you.
Hi, it's Brandon with Foundation Recovery Systems. I've been advertising with Dave, and he is truly the best in the business. Congrats on the huge milestone, Dave.
Hey, Dave, this is Matt with American Roofing. Congratulations on your 20-year anniversary. And from everyone here at American Roofing,
happy anniversary!
Hey, Dave. This is Gary Callier, Affordable Kitchens and Bath. It's been about 12 years since we started working together. It's been great. In fact, I was thinking this morning, I think I even had hair that when we start working together. In fact, so did you.
The infamous Murphy segment. This is an absolutely true story. Trying to help my 17-year-old golden retriever up the stairs. Something goes wrong and suddenly...
I was telling these guys just off the air.
Oh, my God.
What kind of weird thing happened last night?
Yeah, slightly.
We have our dog, Murphy, is 16. He'll be 16 years old.
Plus
golden
heart.
Retriever. Which is like 300 and people years. And he is... He's old as dirt. And he's like 120 pounds. You know, he's still a big dog.
Right.
So last night, we're all the lights are out, and Maureen's feeding Phoebe, and I'm turning all the lights, and I'm heading to bed, and I hear Maureen yell, and she says, "Hey, Dave, Murphy's stuck on the stairs. Will you help him?" So I go down there, and he's halfway up the stairs, and I'm, trying to get a good hold on him, because he's exactly half, and it's harder to go down than it is up.
Right.
So I reach behind him, his little tail, and I just push as hard as I can. Two fingers. I can tell you this, his prostate's a little enlarged.
Oh, no!
And I don't know if it's worse for me or him.
I'm not sure either.
But he went up those stairs like a puppy. He's like, whoa, hey, I am fine.
I gotta run these stairs.
And I'm standing there looking at my hand.
I gotta clean up.
Being so glad that it's dark, you know.
Just another night at the Glover
home. This is my life. People think that I'm out clubbing with Jim Edmonds or something, you know. Dave, what's it like to be famous? Do you just take a limo every night and drunk with 12-year-olds? No. I'm putting my hand into a dog's colon.
Oh, man, poor Murphy.
And you know what? I'm not even kidding. He looked at me this morning like...
You can just stay back.
Oh,
away.
Yeah. He's like he's walking downstairs on his hind legs, spinning plates. Look at me. I'm fine. He's backing away everywhere.
I thought I knew you.
Which is much better than finding you like in my bed this morning or so, you know?
That's true.
We've wasted 8 years. 8 long years.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
He's got a different look in his
this
eye.
This is my life.
Wow.
Kibbles and bits.
Okay, and bits and bits.
Okay, let's get a few more calls here. People, this is the one thing, if you could have it back, this toy from your childhood.
Last night?
So, yeah, for Murphy, it would be the last 24
exactly.
hours of his life.
Oh, man.
He'll go to doggy heaven, you know, and God will be like,
"So, Murphy, how was your life?"
Be like, "It was pretty good up until I was about 15 and a half."
Helium is one of my all-time favorite bits, and it's just what it sounds like. We found a spare helium tank. We sucked it into our lungs. We talked, and except for Turbrock, who faked everything, and you'll hear us call him out on that.
Good afternoon, St. Louis.
I'm at the Globe. How you living, brother? Hey, Pig.
Yeah, man. Everything good. Oh, yeah. Good show coming up.
This is the Dave Glover Show. Hey, Glove.
Happy Monday, everybody. It's 4:08.
I'm getting lightheaded, but I don't stutter when I use
helium. We found the helium. Helium.
And I don't stutter. This is great.
Clearly.
It has an effect on my voice.
Just a little bit. It's not that bad, really. It's not that different.
You tell him, Pig.
Hold on.
What's that, Pig?
I thought it's really not that different. It's just a little higher.
This is pretty cool.
Look at that, Dave.
Man, look at...
And that thing explodes, you're dead.
Pigpen doesn't do anything halfway.
No, always too extreme.
I mean, you start out with fun and...
To the extreme, Glob, to the extreme.
His voice sounds the best.
Nah, it's okay.
How's it going, bot?
Oh, I feel great.
All right, boy.
Why do a little balloon if you could do a big one?
Oh, wow.
I've heard that before.
2 for 3, 5 for 10.
Where at?
Right here.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I need some more pig.
Who don't?
This doesn't make it high or anything,
Jesus,
does it?
Well,
just a little bit.
We shall see.
Wow. Fill me up again, too.
Welcome, though, folks.
Welcome to the Dave Glover Show.
First of all, Glove.
You think Jacober's doing this over in Camo Wax, or who is it now? Paul Harris?
I don't think so, Glove. I really
don't. You don't hold yours very long. You can't hold the smoke.
Well, Glove, I feel, I don't know what's going on. You can't hold the smoke? Pass it. Puff, puff, give. Wait. Puff, puff, give. You can get killed in certain circles.
He starts out, and then he fakes it.
How's it going, everybody?
He's like... He's starting out with real... He's like, hey, everybody.
Wow. First of all, I want to start things off at 4:11 now, as we just keep rolling,
off.
To say a very happy birthday. And don't mess with me now, guys.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to
you.
Tara Lynn Lockmiller.
Happy birthday to you.
Awesome, guys. Very good. That is my God... child,
back and
she is the greatest of all time. Love you, dear.
It's been a long time, glad to love you very much, very much.
8 years old, so I am an old man now.
Perfect. That's
years
a bit
old.
Young for even you, isn't it?
Happy, Trevor? Oh, Lord have mercy. Happy birthday to you, dear.
Hey, how about around on the house, boys?
97.1, who's this?
Too much fun.
I just want to know if you guys knew you were getting high on the helium.
I don't stutter at all with that stuff.
Really? Bonus! See?
Love it. Got the buzz? And the bit.
We're not allowed to drink on the air, but
no,
you know.
You can do all the helium you want.
All the helium you want.
I read the bylines.
Look at Big Ben Bogarted over here.
Sorry, guys.
Here you go. You need love. Remember, you're a kid.
Hey, Glove.
There's one at every birthday party. David Allen Glover, you do that one more time. What?
What? I'm not doing nothing.
What?
It's a cat.
Then you end it with the fart noise.
Absolutely, Glove. No problem.
Quit faking it.
97.1.
Hello, who's this?
Who's this? Scared him off.
Hello, go right ahead.
Hello?
Hi.
You guys know that this stuff causes impotence.
Was that Jackie Mason?
I don't know. It sounded like a...
Hey. Yeah, the lollipop kids. The lollipop kids.
We're not going to get any
work. We have lost a show, man.
Move it, dude. Come on. It's radio.
You're demanding today. Well, you can speak.
Here, I'll
while
tie it
this
up.
Is going on.
Do you know how to tie balloons pretty good?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Very well. I know how.
Are you like
there,
a carny?
Kind of.
Well, that's full enough.
Man, if you yell one more time...
That was fun. Now, that was fun. I didn't hit you with a dart.
You didn't, but it shocked me.
I hit the balloon.
I was going to hold it up for you to hit it. All of a sudden,
he sounds making a helium balloon.
Pig splits then, of course. Ow! Quit it, man. If that could catch on fire, that could spark.
Catch on
that
fire.
Could spark.
I threw a balloon.
The dart could spark, and then we all blow up.
Dude,
in here.
We have to roll that. I gotta hear that scream again. That was
told you I could scream louder than any female known to man.
Completely genuine.
I told you.
The Satan outtake took place within the first few weeks of the show, and I didn't really realize just how eaten up Tom Turbrack was until this day. Picture this. I'm in a completely different studio than Tom, and I'm talking into this voice changer, so I sound like Satan. Key word there, sound like. Turbrack evidently thinks that I somehow metamorphosized into Lucifer, and he is treating me as if I am the Dark Lord. One of my favorites.
All right, folks, this is the Dave Glover Show, and this is producer Tom, and it's time now for the interview segment of this week, and we are speaking to Satan, or should I call you Bub, as in Beelzebub.
Hey, that's funny stuff, man. I can't believe you don't have your own show yet. Call me whatever you want, Moon Pie.
Oh, Moon Pie, huh? Why don't you just stay down there, you Uday Kusei? Why don't you three have a menage a trois or something, you punk?
You know, the closest I've seen you come to a menage a trois was you and a Susie Q back in college. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember.
Bean?
I remember that, but you don't scare me, man.
I don't?
You do not.
How about this?
What?
Ready?
Okay, maybe
yeah, so.
Just a bit. But hey.
Do you have some questions for
yes,
me?
Yes, I do.
Is there really like a purpose to this? Because I'm a fairly busy guy these days. By the way, Turp Rock, yeah. You've been a pretty tough nut to crack.
Dang
women,
right.
Booze, gambling, hell, just cheeseburgers. I thought I had you on that one, but
nope.
Your time is coming, my friend.
No, it's not, brother. You're never going to touch me. Never. Ever, but I do have a question for you, you punk.
Smoking a pancake?
No.
Bong to blend?
No, it's
well,
not.
There's no pleasing you then, is there?
You're absolutely correct.
Hey, by the way, is that Pigpen guy down the hall?
No, he's not.
Good, because he gives me the creeps.
He creeps you out?
Oh, he scares me, yeah.
He's a good guy, man.
Whatever. Goofy, scary guy. I don't like
All right. Well, hey, I have a question.
Shoot!
What have you been up to, man? What is, what have you been doing?
Like my latest project?
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, gosh, let me see. Well, have you been to a TGI Fridays lately or like a Ponderosa or something?
Yes, I have.
Okay,
yes.
Well, I figured that there, sizzler ass. But anyway, if you notice that the waiters and waitresses, they don't write anything down at all. They take your order and they just stand there staring at you like, look at me, I'm freaking Einstein. I'm not going to forget what you ordered. You have you experienced that?
That's you?
That's me. I've been working on that for about 6 months now. I'm feeling pretty good about it.
I believe it.
Snotty Mensa wannabe.
Right.
I study theater at Webster University. Mm-hmm. I refuse to write down that you want ranch on the side. Hey, we're not splitting the freaking atom here. Bring me my potato skins, Hawking.
I can see why you deserve to be in hell, and I hope you stay there. I'm done with you.
Bravo, another good one, Shakespeare.
Thank you.
I gotta go renegotiate the contract for some AM talk show host, so I'll be seeing you in your dreams here, Tom.
I hate you. He's a punk. I like to stomp a mud hole in him.
Dave Glover Show, outtakes, Satan interview.
Some snotty Mensa
yes.
wannabe studying theater at Webster College, refusing to write down ranch on the side.
And
hey,
always
we're
screw
not
it
splitting
up.
The atom here. Bring me my potato skins, Hawking.
So it's you, huh? Because they always screw it up.
Now, why don't you say, speaking of Stephen Hawking,
yes.
one of the greatest minds, discovered black holes, strip clubs. You got mm-hmm. your claws in him, too?
No.
Oh, say that.
No. Say I should, huh?
No, we're not in the bit right now.
Okay,
I want
good.
You to actually say that to set me up.
This is so. I'm supposed to say.
Speaking
what
of Hawking, one
okay.
of the greatest minds discovered black holes. Now he's going to strip clubs. Do you have your claws in him too?
Okay.
That'd be good.
Satan. Speaking of Stephen Hawking's. What is up with him? Do you have your claws into him, too? He's going to strip clubs, man.
How about the greatest mind in black holes deal? Can you put that in there, too, Chief?
All right, hold on, you punk. And I'm getting calls here, too, for your
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.